the kid.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Mostly us grilling John, or AJ grilling John. And him not really answering anything, because it was a long story.
It's a long story.
It was. But lots of good stuff ahead. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call or text or tweet or whatever, just put odds on it. A lot of people telling me that they went to their website and it's already Saskatchewan minus seven. Sorry, should have read the website today, because I knew it was going to. I knew that number was going to go up. I still like it, but I don't. I lack it, don't love it. Inside of a touchdown, I love it, but it's seven. I still think they cover that, but yeah, just if you haven't had a chance, man, check out that site, because AJ's fantasy ranks will be up. In fact, I'll probably get those up tonight, so you'll have those. Just do a morning roundup that has all kinds of gambling plays, stuff like that. We got a beer review on there. I did a whole thing on developing better communication and writing skills that people seem to love. Website's blowing
up. That's surprising that people love that.
I was surprised, too. It kind of struck me. And so I just tweeted out, hey, would anybody be interested in this? And put it on Facebook. I got a great response. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And, a whole bunch of people have read it. It's helpful stuff. I think. It's one of those things I used to get paid a lot of money to go out and tell people about. So maybe so. 713-780-3776, and looks like the Indians are up in the 7-3-0, so this is over.
Which basically means the game. Series is over.
Yeah, series over, and it'll be Indians and Dodgers or Cubs moving forward.
I'm guessing cheat code's about to come in.
Yeah.
Andrew Miller's going to make 3 to 6 people look really, really stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty much what he does. So
that dude's amazing. He's like, to me, I don't really care what's going on with these baseball games. Some of them have been pretty solid, I guess. And I'd probably watched 25 to 30 innings of baseball in these playoffs.
Probably more than I've watched.
But my favorite innings to watch are when Andrew Miller pitches.
Yeah, I pretty much have tried to watch the last two innings of games, sometimes last three.
That's the best. When you catch a game, especially a tie game, like in starting the eighth inning or something like that, that's what I like. It's like when you watch in playoff hockey – and you turn it on, and it's the third period, and there's 2 minutes left, tied. Yeah. I can get into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially.
I just don't have time to watch a full game.
See, I'll watch a full game when there's nothing else on, but only if it's somebody's got where I've got a bunch of my fantasy guys on the team.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cheesy. But, I love watching the last, say, 10 minutes of a tie hockey game, because I love the 3-on-3 overtime and the shootout even. Is fun, so if it gets that far.
My wife doesn't understand why I don't do that with football or college basketball. And I
can't do that with football?
No, it doesn't
communism.
Work that way.
It's pure communism.
Plus, if I'm going to, not lose money, I need to actually know what I'm watching here. So
exactly. So a couple of things that I wanted to get to. I don't know if you saw this, but your boy... And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him any more run on the show than he's already gotten. And I'm not going to say what his website is. But it rhymes with Miss Caldwin.
Okay.
Here's your headline. Case Keenum is a better quarterback than Brock Osweiler. The $72 million truth hurts, but Lamar Miller can save the day.
Okay.
His point was that, Case Keenum played brilliantly on Sunday, but got put into an impossible situation by the Rams defense. And, basically, Brock Osweiler was lucky that they won, which we've kind of said. Not sure I disagree too much. But here's one for you. Miller rescued Osweiler from another questionable check down decision. The Colts should have stopped Miller 7 times. And so basically Lamar Miller was, he was responsible for that touchdown, but it wasn't fourth down on that play.
Right.
That didn't save the game. I mean, it was a great play. But he didn't mention anything about the other touchdown that Osweiler threw that was pretty good. But Case Keenum receives no such universal love, but there is no denying what the former University of Houston record breaker did in Detroit. Keenum's stat line, 27 of 32 for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns and another touchdown running, speaks for itself. With 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter, he had more touchdowns, 3, than incompletions, 2. Here's the only problem. It's like one guy won and one guy lost.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I love Case, and he's capable of games like that. He's also capable of throwing 4 picks. And we were talking about this before the show. I'm not sure he'd be successful here.
I don't know if he'd be successful anywhere outside of where he's at right now.
Yeah.
And I don't even – I mean, I think even then his success is
– And at some point he's going to break.
Relative.
He's going to break. He's going to break in 2, and Jared Goff's going to get the job and never give it up. But – I have some other stuff I kind of wanted to get to besides that. But
he loves that guy.
He does.
He'll never stop.
And there'll be another Jeremy Lin column at some point. And it's just, okay. But that's your favorite troll. I know you love him.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We'll take some odds call here in just a little bit. But there is something else going on tonight. The third and final presidential debate. You'll be watching any of that?
I'm going to have to watch it, I think.
I'm so out on the stuff. I really am.
I'm sick of it, but now knowing that this is the last one, I don't know why. Like,
I kind of feel like I should.
I've honestly, and a long time ago, I've decided that I'm not going to vote for either one of them, but I still almost feel like I'm watching it. I feel like maybe I have to see, which one of these lunatics is going to be the president of our country.
You know why you have to watch? Because you like reality TV.
I think you're right.
And that's what this is. It's reality TV.
I try to justify it as like I'm watching it because it's like my civic duty. But I don't think that's true. I think I just watch it because I want to see how crazy they are. I want to see
I love watching the Twitter reactions more than I love watching the debate. It's funny. There's so many funny things tweeted out there. All right, so here we go. Some odds for you. Will they shake hands? Both yes and no is -120.
Like at any point before or after?
No, this is before.
Oh, I'm going to go no on before. Yes on after.
Okay. Will this debate get more viewers than the second? Over 63.6 million, +150. Under 63.6, -200. I'm going to take the over.
I think I'll take the over too. There's no NFL to go up against.
There's nothing to go up against, really. Austin Matthews is playing tonight.
Three up, 3 down for cheat code, by the way. Although Russell Martin actually hit the ball, so that was a...
Edwin Encarnacion took it to the wall.
Yeah, well, listen.
It doesn't matter.
And Andrew Miller's walking off the mound, shaking his head, disappointed that he let 2 guys hit the ball.
Which network will have the most recorded viewers? NBC 1 to 2, ABC 7 to 4, CBS 5 to 1, Fox 9 to 1. I don't know anything about that. How about this one? What color will Donald Trump's tie be?
I think he's going to go red this time.
Red is the 1-2 favorite. Blue.
Yeah, he went blue last time.
Blue is 3-1.
I mean, but I think he's going red. This is the big one. He's got to go red.
Yellow/gold 4-1. Black 20-1.
No way. No one's wearing a black tie.
Especially not Donald Trump.
Can't do that.
Any other color, 6-1. What color will Hillary Clinton's jacket be?
I'm going to go blue.
Blue is 2-3 favorite. Black 5-1, white 5-1, yellow/gold 7-1.
Is it green on there?
No, red 30-1, and other color 4-1. I'm going to take other color because she'll pick some unflattering chartreuse color.
I feel like green actually might be decent in this spot.
Who will be the first to interrupt the other? Trump is the 1-3 favorite, Clinton 2-1. I might take Clinton there just on value because she does the same thing. How many times will Donald Trump say tremendous?
What's the number?
8.5 Is he over under?
Oh,
that's a
boy.
Good number.
I was hoping it was going to be 7. I was going to say over for sure.
Is there a number for how many times he goes?
I don't know. I haven't.
Did you hear that he wanted Hillary to take a drug test? Because she can't. Last time she started the debate, she was really charged up, and by the end, she was totally out of gas. I'm pretty sure Donald wasn't on cocaine because I don't think he even drinks. I don't think he's like a drinker. He's not a drug guy.
Oh, I can't vote for him then.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever drank alcohol.
I don't trust anybody who doesn't drink. How many times will Trump say, make America great again? It's a fairly low number. The number is 2.
I'm going to go over that.
Okay. How many times will WikiLeaks be said? 3.5 is your number.
You have to go over, right?
I have to go over. Yeah. The whole debate.
I think Donald will bring it up.
Yeah, and then he'll keep going because that's what he does. I'll hammer the over on that. How many times will Trump say rig or rigged?
What's the number?
4.5
I'll go under. I think that his people are probably going to tell him, listen, this is a bad look. We need to stop talking about this.
Well, but he hasn't listened to him yet.
That's true.
Who will win the presidential debate drinking game? The debatedrinking.com will be used for grading purposes. Trump minus 140, Clinton even. I don't know what the topics are, so I can't really comment on that one. Will George Soros or Soros be mentioned?
Yes.
6-1.
Okay.
1-12 if not. Trump suit designer, Brioni, and Armani are your two choices.
Do they ask that?
Yes.
I mean, like, are we going to know during the debate?
I'm sure somebody will say.
What is it, like the red carpet? Like, who are you wearing tonight, Mr. Trump?
Brioni's 1-5 and Armani's 3-1. Clinton suit designer. I guess she's a little more versatile. Ralph Lauren, 4-11. Nina McLemore, 7-2. Armani, 4-1. Marc Jacobs, 4-1. Calvin Klein, 6-1.
I have no idea about that stuff. I don't know anything about that.
About first topic mentioned. Fitness to be president, immigration, economy, Supreme Court, foreign hotspots, debt, and entitlements are your 6 favorites.
Hold on. Give them to me again.
Fitness to be president.
That won't be first.
Immigration.
Won't be first.
Economy.
Might be first.
Supreme Court.
Probably should be first.
Foreign hotspots.
No.
See, that's 9-1, and doesn't Benghazi count as a hotspot?
That's true.
I might look at that one. How about debt and entitlements, 9-1?
No, that won't happen. Not first.
Odds Donald Trump walks out during the broadcast, 15-2.
No.
He's not going to do that. Odds Hillary Clinton takes a drug test before the debate, 14-1.
No, zero chance.
Donald Trump doesn't attend the debate, 14-1.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
14-1?
Yeah. Well, there's no chance.
He's going to get in a car wreck?
That'd be it. You're banking on something like that. That guy likes the attention too much. So, there you go. There's just some betting odds for you. Our friends at USA Today picked out a few of their favorites. All right. We'll get to your phone calls as soon as we get back from this break.
You know what I'm going to get to now?
Your
man center.
That's what I was going to guess, but I was going to be a little more, you know.
You weren't going to be as loud about it?
No, I was just going to say you're going to get to your balls.
No, I'm going to get to my balls, yep. And, guys, low testosterone is a real thing. That said, a lot of these low T places, they're giving you a weekly shot to boost your testosterone. But then when you stop taking that shot, well, it has side effects, including shrinking your balls, thickening your blood, an increase in heart attacks and strokes, infertility, liver damage. You don't want that. And plus, if you miss your shot, you're going to feel like crap. That's where Man Centers has decided, you know what, we're gonna fix this. But low T, they want you coming back because they want to keep getting that weekly, you know, weekly swipe of the credit card. Man Centers is providing a 1-month-long low T program that jumpstarts your body to produce its own natural testosterone at higher levels. doesn't create the weekly highs and lows and dependencies of a weekly shot. Once your month of treatment's over, your body is going to produce at higher levels naturally on its own, and it's going to be through HCG. Some of the great things behind HCG, this is it. I mean, you get it once a week. Your body's going to take care of the rest naturally from there on. It's far less expensive and no more fears of crashes from your dependency on your weekly shot. Guys, women have gynecologists. Men have man centers. Man up your health. If you've got any kind of problem down there, if it's ball-related, penis-related, prostate-related, any sort of that area problem, you need to check out Man Centers. These guys are doing it right. Dr. Russell Williams, one of the top urologists in the country. 9190 Katy Freeway here in Houston, or give them a call, 832-358-8600, or visit them online at mancenters.com. That's mancenters, mancenters.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Who's this photo that Disco Biscuit tweeted out?
I did not see
it. Says, I need a Blitzer ruling. I can slash this guy's tires, right? Look at the empty spots and he's an inch from my car. If he opens the door on your car and scratches it, I think you're fair.
Did you see what I tweeted today? The guy at Walgreens?
No, I didn't.
I went to Walgreens and there was this blue Audi, like one of those real sporty looking Audis.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, what do they call that color thing, John? It's like a wrap, but it's like foil colored. It looks like a holographic type color. Huh. Really crazy. And it had a black hood. And this guy was not only double parked, but he was double parked in two handicap spots at Walgreens.
What a dickweed.
I was like, this guy is next level, not giving a damn.
Well, that, it looks like an R8, and those things cost $100K plus.
So?
No, I'm just saying that's the type of person that would do that.
I guess.
That doesn't give a bleep.
That's where I accidentally bumped my basket into your car.
It's crazy, man.
Although a lot of people have those handicap stickers and they get out skipping and stuff too.
Yeah,
which some of them are people that had surgery a year before and they still have their sticker somehow.
But like this guy didn't have a sticker.
Oh well, that's just a dickweed move.
Yeah, and at a pharmacy where you know there's like old ass people coming in trying to get their meds.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty douchebag move.
I can't remember what movie it was. I think it might have been Me, Myself, and Irene, where he gets ticked off and sees a young, fit guy go and park in the handicap spot, so he starts dumping trash in the car.
Yeah.
And the guy comes out wheeling a guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of that, but that was a funny scene. Let's zip through some calls real quick. We'll start with Johnny. You're on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, sir?
Hey, sports, man. How's it going?
What's doing sports?
Sports. Hey, what are the odds that A&M covers the 19? That's what I'm getting right now.
We addressed that quite a bit, and we've been addressing it all week.
Days a lot.
So I would point you to second segment, first hour podcast arena. Zach. What's up, Zach? Hello.
Regarding Notre Dame, if they've been saying for a while that they needed the right quarterback for Brian Kelly's system for him to be successful, feel like they've got the right quarterback now and the team's imploding. What are the odds that Brian Kelly's their head coach in the beginning of next season?
I still say they're like 90%. I can't see them firing Brian Kelly. He's gotten as much out of that team as I think you can expect. Now expectations at Notre Dame are a lot higher than they should be, in my opinion. But I can't see them making that move.
I can't either.
Not without another year, at least. And if they suck next year, because it's really been the first bottom-out year. And, yeah, I can't see it. Let's try Sean.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, what are the – well, I'll start off by, I'm sure you guys see ESPN, what Brandon Marshall said for the Broncos that you know about Brock Osweiler. So my what are the odds are – what are the odds that Brock actually makes through the whole game? And second of all, why do you think that they hate him so much? I mean, this isn't the first time a quarterback is going back to his old team. I just never heard a comment like that from an ex-player before. So thoughts on that?
Honestly, if you read – if you read the comments, they look worse than they are. If you listen to him, he's basically saying the kind of stuff that he always says. And I think it's one of those that got a little out of context, frankly. Because you know, he's saying, you know, we want to kill quarterbacks, basically. You know, and he says, I think it's a complete overreaction, would be my humble opinion on that.
Yeah.
But... and I think it's always going to get attention when somebody uses the word kill. You don't literally want to
murder
kill him. Yeah.
With violence.
Yeah, exactly. We want to behead him. See, would it have been better if he'd have said, hey, I want to behead him. And I want to go full Game of Thrones on him. Eddard Stark. But I'll give you the exact quote and you can judge for yourself. He says, he's smiling when he says it. Okay? Let's start with that. It's Brock. We know Brock. He came from here. And we want to kill him. That's just what we want to do. I just don't think it's that much. We got O'Brien's reaction to that, John. Why don't we see what Billy O had to say?
What do you think about the Broncos defensive players are already telling they want to get interceptions from Brock and he's throwing it up and they want to kill him and things like that?
I don't think anything about that. I'm concerned about implementing our game plan. I don't know anything about that. I just know that we had a good practice today, and we're focused on our game plan.
God, he's so boring. He is so boring. Come on, Bill. Give us something better than that. Anything.
He's not going to do anything better than that.
No. And he just sounds like such a jerk when he answers every question.
Well, he kind of is.
Yeah. Well, that's an organization-wide thing. They really may be the most arrogant organization.
They just talk down. Like, it feels like they're always talking down to you.
And I think it starts with him. And the same thing with Rick Smith.
They did a lot of that at the University of Texas. And
yeah.
It wasn't so much Mac, but literally everyone who surrounded Mac did that. They all did the like talk down to you like you didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
It got so old. I mean, it was just a pain in the ass. And like I said, it's not really the coaches that did it. It's like the SIDs and all that. It's kind of that way with the Texans, too.
Yeah, well,
like,
but Texas, the SID office was pretty arrogant for a long time.
Yeah.
And that was kind of where it started. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832, I'm going to have to explain something to you. What a dickweed, Fred Fowler. It's not that hard to give a five-second answer to the listener who bothered to call you guys. We've given the same answer five times already this week. We spent a good 10 minutes on it in the first hour. Yeah, it is that hard. Because if we sit here and repeat ourselves every single time we get a call for something we've answered four or five times, the show's going to completely suck. So if you think that's a dickweed move, I'm sorry. But we've answered that question in detail at least five times this week. That's the last time. If you want to know, it's all on Podcast Arena. I think you're the dickweed, pal. Let's try.
I think you guys should fight.
I don't fight anybody. I have friends who take care of that for me. They kill people like that. I just, you know, give them the phone number, they track them down, and boom, they're dead. Just kidding. Jeez.
You mean kill like the Broncos D-line?
Yeah, exactly.
Means kill.
No. The thing is, guys, You've got to understand, it's the same thing as somebody walking in your office and asking you the same question 11 times. Because
it's old.
It does. And, you know, if you think that's rude, I'm sorry. But it's also...
I think it's incredibly rude that all of you don't listen to every second of every episode of our show.
Or just assume
that's wrong with you.
Maybe we've answered that question a few times. That's all. And, yeah, I'm glad he took the time to call. I wish he'd taken the time to listen to the show. So, if that's rude, well, tough. All right, guys. I have to tell you about one of the coolest places in all of Houston. Bedrock City. All you got to do is go to bedrockcity.com, check out all the great things they've got. Bedrock City Comic Company is fantastic. Five locations around Houston: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, and Sugar Land. And guess what? They are having the Halloween sale. It's one of only two sales they do each year. It's coming up next week through the 31st, 28th through the 31st. Back issues for 50% off. New comics, 10% off. Novelties, 25 to 50% off. Graphic novels, 40% off. Toys are between 25 and 50. So are posters. Supplies are 25. Apparel, 25 to 50% off. Statues, 25% off. And, man, they have got so many cool things in this store. If you haven't been in there, and guess what? They have a whole display on Game of Thrones. An entire display on Game of Thrones stuff. So if you're a total Game of Thrones nerd like I am, it's heaven. The owner, Richard, is fantastic. The GM, Mike. The marketing director, Tiffany. Great people. And all I care about is comics. And they want you to go in there and have a good time. It's a great place to take your kids. It's a great place to go for yourself. It's a terrific place for gifts. We've been giving away those $25 gift cards and t-shirts. We'll do it again next week. So go and check them out. Bedrock City Comic Company. BedrockCity.com.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King, the King of Kings.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did we lose Jerome? There's an X there.
I called him, and I think the intern saw that, and talked to him again.
All right, we'll get him on here. Personally, I can't imagine why anyone puts up with the wait to be insulted by the radio host. Telling you we've already answered that and that it's available on podcast arena is an insult, but you might want to grow some thicker skin, brother. You know what? To heck with insulting you. We'll just insult Jerome. He's more fun anyway. What's up, Jerome?
That's fine. How's it going?
Jerome, you have a small penis for a black man.
I don't know about other black men, but I'm good.
Okay. That was my attempt at insulting you. It's Jeez. Still bigger than mine, but I was just saying for a black guy, it's not that crazy.
I can survive with what I got. I'm all right. I'm not into that cheap macho bragging.
See, that's how you respond to when you think somebody's insulting you.
Yeah.
See, just that's how professional does it. So, Jerome, I want to ask you about this 30 for 30 because apparently you were part of it. I did not watch it and will not watch it, so I want you to tell me a little bit about it and tell the people about it.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it either. I was on an airplane last night flying to Los Angeles, so I caught the very end of it. But, no, it's Fi Slamma Jamma, and I expect it will be really, really good. It's Chip Reeves did a good job of finding all kinds of information that we haven't seen and certainly haven't seen put together in one piece in a long time. So I think it's fascinating to watch. And for some of the youngsters who've heard about Fi Slamma Jamma but never saw them play, you can watch the highlights, I promise you, and you'll go, whoa. I would take that team and put them on the court with the current guys now, and it wouldn't be a contest. And it's not like, you guys know, you watch films from college games in the 50s or 60s, and you go, oh, those guys could play with the guys today. These guys in the early 80s would wipe the floor with the guys now. And so he's got Drexler and Olajuwon talking about those days and a lot of old clips from Guy Lewis at press conferences. It should be fun. And the capper of capper, the most popular bench rider, most popular substitute player in the history of college sports, and Benny Anders, he found him, a guy that we've all been looking for 20-plus years. So it should be pretty fascinating to check out.
What you doing in Los Angeles?
My uncle passed away, so I'm here for a funeral. Hmm. He's one of my favorite uncles, coolest uncle in the family. And he's 90. He would have been 93 today, and he lives out here in he lived out here in South Central, so came out for the funeral.
That sucks when the cool uncles die. Like, none of my crappy relatives ever die. My good ones do. The good ones do die. That's what's kind of the bummer, because like you probably have aunts and uncles that you wish would die, but they just don't. I feel like everybody does.
I tend to stay away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just hope you inherit something from them. That's all they're good for.
Just leave something better than what you had when you were here.
You're going to hit cop.
He was really just the ultimate in cool. You know, he was just that kind of guy where said a lot of funny things. He was always the life of the party and, you know, ladies' man from the time he was a child. they call him Sweet Will. That's how cool he was. So
that's a cool nickname too. Well, condolences, man, but you're gonna have time to hit Commerce while you're out there.
I'm hoping to stop by there on my way to the airport here. I'm right down the street from there now, in fact. And I might go to Hustler instead though.
I know my man Jerome. He's gonna find a poker game while he's there.
And they've got a live 15:30 game. It's, you know, I can clean up in just an hour there, so it's a must stop. Yes.
Let's talk about your Texans a little bit. Your opinions of the game Monday. I think we were fairly, you know, unimpressed because of the quality of opposition. But your general impressions of your team right now?
Yeah, that would be my general impression. That, man, the Colts are worse than I thought. and clearly that means the Texans aren't very good, because the Colts were handling them, and the Colts did everything they could to give that game, or not give it away, but certainly not take the game like you're supposed to. That's a game they should have won. You give the Texans some credit for not completely folding up, but a lot of that had to do with the competition, and the Texans have to be a whole lot better if they want to ever scare anybody. And we've known that for a while, but I think we've got even a bigger taste of that Sunday night. But, you know, you give them a little love for what they did late, and you certainly give Osweiler some credit for finding his groove against one of the worst defenses in the league, and took him, you know, three quarters to do it. But, again, he did do it, so we'll see how he goes from now when he plays against a legitimate defense and more going forward the rest of the year. But, yeah, I was not all that particularly impressed with it, except that a W is a W, and you take them.
So tell me why this game will be different than the last two times they've gone on the road against a good defense and been totally spanked.
Well, you got to also factor in they're playing. We have a lot of history. Well, not a lot. We have some history of what happens when Gary Kubiak almost dies and his teams tend to fall apart. So, and that's, I'm not sure what is going on in Denver and what their mindset will be coming into this game. And, you know, they've gotten off to really slow starts, and the Texans have as well. So, and, you know, eventually you get it done. That doesn't mean you're a good team, because every now and then you can figure out a way to get to somebody. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans come out a lot faster than they have in the last few times in this situation. And that may be all they focus on. And then, you know, then things fall apart later. So I'm expecting them to play a lot better. Well, they couldn't play worse than they did the last couple of times they've been in this situation. So I do expect them to put up a fight. But it's because I really don't know what Denver is all about. You know, I just not sure that Trevor Siemian is a guy that can lead them to greatness. We do know that defense is extremely talented and really, really good. But, you know, they can be had on occasion. And if the Texans really lock in and get Lamar Miller involved and work it that way, which they did the other night, instead of panicking as they did in Minnesota and abandoning a run so darn early, I expect them to put up a fight in this game. So I'm not going to be surprised by that.
Getting a lot of really positive reviews on your performance on the 30 for 30, by the way. So
you say I'm getting a lot of
positive? Yes, you're getting a lot of positive reviews from the listeners.
No, so. I mean, it's, you know, you and I, we that's Houston's team to me. Fi Slamma Jamma is Houston, and that loss is as painful as any. Like, I assume you're not inclined to watch it because you're still hurting over that loss, and that's kind of the way it is with me. I do know that one thing he did, because I hung around him a little bit, was, you know, guys like Olajuwon and Drexler and those guys, many of them, you know, they all claim they never watched it, but, you know, usually they have somewhere.
Right.
It's hard to run away from it. But he showed it to them. And you can see them watching it, and
they're watching it just like we do, just as fans do, even though they were intimately involved. Every time I watch it, I'm like, okay, just right there, take it. You know, as if, you know, the outcome can be different. That's how just into that team and that particular NC State game that we all were, everybody in Houston at the time. So, yeah, I did a long interview, a couple of them, and I'm just hoping he didn't catch me crying or something like a little wimp. I may have almost choked up at one point.
That's one of those things I just never need to see again. So it's like an ex-wife. You've turned the page, you move on. So
yeah, I will tell you this. I don't know if you watched the NC State 30 for 30 a couple of years ago.
No.
Oh, no. It was outstanding.
I'm sure it was. Really, really I'll never good. See it.
Fred gets in his feelings about that. He can't handle it.
Man up, man.
I am manning up. It's just like anything else. If there's a crap game on that I don't want to watch, I don't watch it. If I don't want to watch something that's going to piss me off, why would I do that? If I want to do that, I'll go back to watching Walking Dead.
I will tell you this. It's not just about the NC State game, so I guarantee you there'll be great highlights and fun stuff that you'll enjoy within it as well. And when they head toward the NC State, and then you just cut it off, you know, like you guys did, you know, you tell them, hey, we're about to talk Walking Dead, so turn off your radio.
It's meaningless to me. Everything that happened before that's meaningless. So
as it turned out, yeah, kind of sort of.
Are you gonna come back through Denver and do the game Monday, or are you coming back here?
No, I'm coming back to Houston and then heading to Denver.
Oh, okay. So You are going to be in Denver. Awesome. Well, we
will. Yes, I will indeed be there.
Well, then we'll get a report on maybe some of the side stuff that you check out while you're there.
What?
What the hell are you talking about, Fred?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, yeah. Sorry about your uncle, man. And enjoy the game Monday night. We'll talk to you next week and get a full report from on site.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. That's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. I can't get him to talk about weed. I can get everybody else to talk about it, but I won't get him to talk about it.
Jerome's black. You trying to get that dude in trouble with the law? He doesn't need that. Guys,
I'm sure his bosses are listening on. Well, you better not say anything about that. Oh, well.
Got to be careful what he puts out there. He's trying to put his business out there. He doesn't like that.
Well, it's legal. What's wrong with that? You go out there, it's legal.
Where?
Colorado.
Oh,
he's going to Denver. No, he's going to Denver.
No, he doesn't want to talk about that either.
I know.
He can't come. You think Jerome gets drug tested? Did you get drug tested when you were at the Chronicle?
Well, of course, this was years ago, but you got one drug test before you were hired. You had to pass that.
But now there's budget cuts. They probably don't even do that.
Yeah, they'd be afraid that...
Well, A, they don't hire anyone anymore.
Yeah, so you could throw that out the window. But then if they did, it's like you don't want them quitting because they're doing the job of seven people.
Is the Chronicle getting a new building downtown?
No, they moved into what is the old post building on the Southwest Freeway. So the downtown building, they basically are tearing down and selling for parking.
Really?
Yeah. Which,
I mean, I guess is that saving them money?
Well, yeah, they made a nice chunk of money off selling the place, but,
what happened to what about that building right over there that looks like something out of a Batman movie? The one right there on 59.
That's where the post is. That's where they moved to.
Oh, that's where they are all the time now?
Yeah, that's their new building. And
it said Houston Chronicle for a long time.
Well, yeah, because basically after the Chronicle torpedoed the post, uh-huh. They bought the building too, so they were using it for printing at first, and you know some manufacturing stuff.
But now they're just doing everything.
And now they moved all. It was kind of pointless to have two buildings, and
yeah.
And so especially with downtown, the value is so much higher right now. You can sell that for whatever. So they did that, and now a lot of my friends who still work there were not real happy because it's harder to get to from where they live.
Yeah.
But you know what are you going to do? At least
so they're going to knock that building down?
Yeah. In fact, I think they're already starting to tear it down.
Well, I've noticed like there's a bunch of construction going on around it. That's why I thought maybe they were building a new one. But then, because there's they've had two buildings downtown, right?
No, they have one building where they built on three times to it.
Okay.
So originally it was a 3-story building. Then they made it a 5-story building with another building in the back, and then they finally made it a 9-story building, and. It's funny because the last night in the old building, I went out with a few of my friends who used to work there because they were all depressed over the building going down. They're like, hey, you want to come up and see it for one last time? Like, no.
No, it's a building.
It's like I said goodbye to that place 8 years ago. Are you kidding me? But they were kind of tore up. Things been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
So And, you know, had a lot of good times in it, but it's also kind of like, man, I'm not very sentimental about a building.
I kind of want to see the implosion.
Yeah, I wonder when they're going to do that. Yeah, somebody asked, in the downtown building by Frank's on Travis. Yeah, it's Travis in Texas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but that's what happened. And so now they're in the old post building, which is on 59 and 610.
Okay.
So that's where the Chronicle is now.
And it looks like it's from Gotham City.
Yeah.
That's a cool-looking building. I mean, it's probably a dump inside, but it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, well, you got to keep in mind it wasn't lived in forever. Okay, Indians just won.
Down goes the North.
Yep. We the North, not so much.
I'm telling you, I think that team's going to end up winning the whole World Series.
I think you're right. I think they're better than either one of those other teams, at least pitching-wise.
Pitching is what wins now in baseball. That's why the Astros suck. I mean, they didn't upgrade their pitching enough. They've got a good core. They just don't have enough pitching.
I think they potentially are good enough in the bullpen, but they need another starter, maybe two.
Or two.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekend stunk because of a DWI arrest, don't fear. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know, such as the fact that breath tests, they're not even warranted fit for testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, and then it destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing this test, it's not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with that machine. Same as the blood test. They're going to notice that they're not even testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above your blood, which is a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about the science involved with these tests, and he's experienced in doing it in front of a jury. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter. As I take hits from the ball.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Halloween is coming, so you get a new puppy, and your best friend is known as Puppyzilla in the neighborhood. Turn your little monster into a prince with a little help from Man's Best Friend, ESPN 97.5. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help turn your doggy disaster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter or come by any of our station events for your chance to win.
Guess what I have?
Woof, woof.
Your gift card can be used for obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer.
Guess what I haven't done at all?
What?
Dick's Sporting Goods is coming to Houston. We're excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend, and I'll be hanging out at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall Saturday from 1 until 3 with Rockets legend Mario Elie. We're going to give away a ton of stuff, so come check it out. 1 to 3 at Willowbrook.
See, I was going to wait till you got back in here and let you do that, but then you were having to record something.
I really think that's my least favorite part of this job is recording commercials, and I understand that that's like, you know, how we get money around here.
Yeah.
But it's like you've got to record a new commercial every other day, or like
because you have to update them a lot.
It just seems like you'd make a commercial that would have a little bit more of a lifespan than 48 hours. You know what I mean? When you're creating the commercial, that's just me.
Well, most of them last for a week. It's just there's so many of them. That's why you're constantly in there.
Ah.
So, I guess before I get to the gym of the day, I'm getting a bunch of backlash from people who have their feelings hurt because we're not going to talk about the Aggie line for 3 hours a day.
Every day?
5 days a week. Yeah. That's what we have Podcast Arena for, guys. That's what we were trying to tell you. And if you're that sensitive about it, this probably isn't your show, okay?
Although now we're getting into this spot where we're talking about the same thing over and over.
Well, exactly. But I'm just explaining to them that we got a lot of new listeners. This might not be your show. You might want to – we're not for everybody. We try to get to a lot of different things because we have a lot of different listeners that have a lot of different interests, including the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
John, do you want to do yours here? Because you put one on here.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be kind of cool if John did his gym of the day.
Now I'm going to have to go look for it.
Oh, really? So did I put you on the spot?
Yeah. Hold on. Give me one second.
Well.
You want to do it?
No. I wanted you to do it. You found it. You added it. I thought it was good. So this is your contribution. See, now we're almost 2 hours in, and he's off doing other stuff, and it's a long
he's
story.
He's out of it. He's out of the loop.
Rather I just do mine, and we'll come back with yours to start the 6 o'clock hour so you can get ready?
Let me see. I'm trying to find the exact, like, the release. But basically, a Pornhub apparently has offered Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly a date with a porn star because his multiple attempts of trying to slide into Mia Khalifa's DM.
I think he's trying to slide into something other than her DM.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. But so Pornhub wrote to Chad Kelly saying that they would give him a date with one of their porn stars. And I think it said like porn stars as in like multiple porn stars. So Chad Kelly has, if he wants, he has a date with a porn star if he wants to venture down that road.
Is she hot though?
No, it just said, I guess they'll offer him any porn star.
If you were going to go out on a date
Ron Jeremy?
If you were going to have a date with a porn star and you knew she was a porn star and like you won a contest where you got to date a porn star, before you went on the date with her, would you watch a movie of hers to like, I don't know, to check everything out? Or would that scar you?
Well, it's probably going to scar you because I'm just guessing that the other actor is going to be, like, significant.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to feel like you measure up.
Yeah, probably not.
So this is a letter from Pornhub. Dear Mr. Chad Kelly, I hope this letter finds you well. I wanted to reach out following the news that you were once again slid into Mia Khalifa's DM on Twitter. I'm not sure if there's a correlation between your attempts at wooing Mrs. Khalifa and your play on the field, parentheses, rough loss this week at Arkansas, but we wanted to intervene and offer our assistance before you strike out for the third consecutive time. I'd like to officially offer you an opportunity to go on a date with a porn star and learn how to best pick up women. Think of Pornhub as your dating coach. We can arrange a lovely dinner date with one of our beautiful porn stars, and she can show you the ropes. You can try various pickup lines on her, see which one works, which one falls flat. She can offer guidance and break down the X's and O's of dating so you can best be equipped for the future situations.
They're so condescending in that email. I feel like I would just say, well, no thanks.
First off, if I'm him,
he doesn't want to go on a date with a porn star. He just wants to bang her.
And this is the rest of it. We know that the NCAA can be a bit harsh on student athletes and might not give permission during the season. So rest assured, the offer will remain beyond your graduation. Ooh. Feel free to take us up on the offer and we can arrange everything accordingly. Parentheses, limo service will be included, just FYI. We truly appreciate your consideration of our offer and look forward to the possibility of arranging a romantic evening for you and a special someone. In the meantime, feel free to pursue Pornhub and enjoy our millions of videos. Warm regards, Corey Price, Vice President of Pornhub.
I got to tell you, like, first of all, I think the only reason he wants to bang Mia Khalifa is because she's famous. I think he's just looking for the fame aspect of it more than anything. Because I guarantee you, Chad Kelly is getting super hot chicks on that Ole Miss campus, which, by the way, is probably top five campuses that I'd want to hook up with chicks on.
Yeah, if I were, I'd want to be a quarterback where I could have whatever I want.
I mean, the women down there are just so gorgeous. He could bang hotter chicks than Mia Khalifa. I think it's a fame thing. Like, he wants to be with her because she's famous.
I think he's stupid because she already embarrassed the hell out of him once. What the hell's he doing it again for?
I think he's trying to save a little face and be like, yeah, at the end of the day, I still got her.
It's not happening. He's not getting that. Just, you should have quit after the first time. Especially when your team got its ass kicked. But, all right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, if he were going to hook up with Mia Khalifa, I know what kind of mattress he'd do it on. He would go to Texas Mattress Makers because, for one thing, you're going to get the best quality. You're going to save from 5 to 50% off factory prices right now. Real savings when you buy straight from the factory. You're already saving at least 50% off of what you would pay at a retail store because that's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They're the champs. Houston Press's best mattress store. And the reason they're the champs is because they get you great deals. You get the best quality mattresses. You get custom fitted so you sleep better and you do everything else better. And how about this? With the kind of savings they're offering now, they're making it easier to add up the beds donated to the Houston Children's Charity. Every child counts. This is one of the reasons why I love Texas Mattress Makers. It's not just that I get a great mattress or that I love the people over there that are just fantastic. But there's a list of more than 20,000 children under the age of 16 that are waiting for a bed, and they're unable to afford it in the Houston area alone. And thanks to their Better Night's Sleep program, if you spend $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers is going to donate a mattress to a kid who needs one. And thanks to that program, bed frame sheets, pillows, and blankets have been given to over 5,800 children in need. So how about this? You're getting a great mattress, the best you're going to get, from the champs. There's a reason they're the champs. You're going to sleep well. You're going to be doing business with great people. You're going to save a bunch of money, and you're going to help a kid get a bed. How can you not go visit Texas Mattress Makers today? 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. If you see Yuval and the gang, tell them I said hello. Tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.